The agony and humiliation that Oppenheimer endured in 1954 were not unique during the McCarthy era. But as a defendant, he was incomparable. He was America's Prometheus, the father of the atomic bomb, who had led the effort to wrest from nature the awesome fire of the sun for his country in time of war. Afterwards, he had spoken wisely about its dangers and hopefully about its potential benefits, and then, near despair, critically about the proposals for nuclear warfare being adopted by the military and promoted by academic strategists.